Well, Kane, a very famous name in South Australian football. He's going to become even more famous as a co-captain of the Adelaide Crows. I'm talking about the wonderful girl, Erin Phillips.
Not sure how it sits with me, Phillips, captaining the Adelaide Footy Club. But, Erin, welcome to the show and congratulations.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How did the announcement come about? Yourself and Chelsea Randall will co-captain the Adelaide Crows women's team. How did it all happen?
Yeah, so we had a second camp with the Northern Territory-based girls up in Darwin, which was fantastic. So we went up there on Friday, and then on Saturday morning we had our group session with leadership and things like that, and the team put in their votes, and yeah, Saturday before the game we had a meeting, and Beck read the names out, and yeah, it was just unbelievable. It still didn't really sink in for a good 24 hours. I couldn't believe it. So just absolutely, absolutely honoured.
Yeah, congratulations, Erin. And you just mentioned the NT girls, 9 in Northern Territory, 18 in Adelaide. How does that mm-hmm. work logistically to get everybody together?
Yeah, so it obviously, it's challenging, but I think it's also a great thing too. I mean, they're out there running exactly the same program as we're doing down here. We do a lot of, a lot of meetings via whether it's FaceTime, Skype, and we keep in touch with a kind of a Facebook group chat as well. So even though they are in Darwin, I feel like they're with us the whole time. So, but it's obviously going to there are going to be some challenges with not having the team fully together, but this team, I've just been just in awe of just how close they are, and when we come together, it almost seems it's like we've never been apart. So, that was really evident this weekend in Darwin.
Tell us about your training schedule and also the facilities.
We've been obviously training really hard. Pre-season's always a tough gig, and obviously my first AFL pre-season, which is it's been very, very challenging. But I've really, really just enjoyed basically learning a new part of a whole different energy system, which I didn't even know existed inside of me. So it's been fantastic. The facilities, obviously, we use here, we're down at the Crows using the gym and yep. and everything that the guys have, we have, and then up in the territory in Darwin, they're training at a TIO, which is fantastic facilities that they have all there right by, besides the oval. So, we're very lucky to have the setup that we have, and same with the girls up in Darwin.
Let's talk about the first preseason game, Erin. Unfortunately, you went down to Fremantle, but it seemed like a really competitive hit out. Now, you didn't take part. That's all part of your management?
Yeah, look, I've just, early on, I've just had a little bit of quad soreness, obviously, from, like I said, the new challenges of pre-season and kicking a footy. But, I could have played, but, probably not worth it with, just first game a few weeks around the corner. So, yeah, part of my management. But, look, it was a great hit out. We played a lot of our younger players that got to experience women's AFL and against a quality team in Fremantle, which arguably could be a benchmark team. And, girls are playing in and out of different positions. So, this is what trial matches are all about, is trialing our players in different positions. And but the girls absolutely had a blast, and, can't wait for round one.
How competitive was it out there?
Oh, it was flat out. no one backed off. I mean, it was as hot as it was, and a few cramps around here and there, the girls just went absolutely full belt at each other, which was great.
What's the hardest thing you found, Erin, going from training football and playing basketball to training and playing footy?
Yeah, I think just the different energy system. Obviously, basketball is a very anaerobic stop-start kind of game. It's a lot of wear and tear on your knees with playing on a hardwood floor. Football, I found just the open running, the constant running is definitely has been a challenge. And then obviously the bringing in the kicking side of things as well. So, I think a lot of people ask me, do you think it's going to benefit you know, your basketball? Is basketball going to benefit footy? And I think I've definitely learned that pre-season footy training is definitely going to help basketball. So, yeah, it's going to, you know, obviously looking forward to playing in the games, but I'm also looking forward to after that getting back to Dallas and to seeing, you know, how fit I am compared to, you know, other basketball players.
So with footy, you're probably getting sore in different spots.
Oh, yeah. I found muscles I didn't know I had. Definitely.
What's the schedule like for your team? Season kicks off on Saturday, February 4th. More trial games coming up?
No, that will be the only one against another AFL side. I'm sure we'll have you know, a lot of internal you know, hit outs, but you know, that was our last big one. You know, with full kind of game simulation and preparation ready for the 4th of February, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, playing GWS in free entry at Thurbin Oval should be great. Hey, did you catch the NFL score today, Erin?
Yeah, I watched my Cowboys lose with 3 seconds to go. I'm trying not to think about it, but yeah, pretty disappointed. But at the same time, I think it was a fantastic season with a rookie quarterback that we had. So I'm looking forward to next season already. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's funny. I've got a daughter living in America now, and she had no idea about NFL or the basketball or baseball. Now she loves it all, and even the ice hockey. So have you followed all those sports closely yourself, being over in America for so long?
Yeah, well, especially NFL. And, you know, obviously I've actually been a Cowboys fan for a while, but we're now playing for the Wings and being in the heart of Dallas, and where we play out of UTA, which is in Arlington, is 5 minutes up the road from AT&T Stadium, which is where the Cowboys play. So, you know, you're right amongst it. And it's, I mean, Dallas is absolute cowboy city. So, you know, it's been fantastic to get closer and to follow it closer. But the sports over there are just phenomenal. And the amount of, you know, people watching, and it's full on.
Are you a fan of the NBA as well?
Yeah, yep. I obviously, you know, I try to keep a close eye on the Dallas Mavericks, but I like to obviously follow the Aussies around the NBA. Obviously, Patty and San Antonio, and you know, Delly, and you know, the likes of those guys. So, you know, I don't have a team, but I just like to support all the Aussies that play, and you know, hope they do well.
Erin, we need the inside word. We need a scoop, because your brother-in-law has dominated our program, Sean Burgoyne. There was a rumour that he's coming back to Port Adelaide in 2018 and then into a coaching role. Sister Amy, have you been in Amy's ear to try and get him back? Because we'd love to see him in Port Colours again.
Yeah, look, I probably could put an end to that rumour, because I just bought an absolutely beautiful house in Melbourne. So, and they're moving into the end of the month. So that was actually the first time I heard of that rumour was last week. And you know, I haven't even broached it with my sister, because it hasn't even come up. So look, Sean's, he's just a bionic body. I mean, he's just keeps going and going. So I think if he has another good season, I think he wants to keep playing as long as his body says he can, and as long as I guess Hawthorn give him a contract. So look, I think that's that's a rumor that I've just heard, and I don't think there's too much facts behind that.
Okay. Aaron Kane's been dining out on that for the last week. He's been leading the show with it every night.
No, I think they're really, really happy. Obviously, being in Melbourne, and the kids are in school, and they're doing fantastic in school and over there, and they've got their friends, and obviously, they get back to Adelaide as much as they can in the school holidays. But look, I think that's as much as they'll be around in Adelaide for the next few years at least.
And is Dad and Mum excited about your first game too? Like, obviously a Port champion, but no doubt very proud of you to be the inaugural co-captain for the Crows.
Yeah, look, really, really excited. You know, they're just excited that I'm at home. I've obviously been playing overseas for, you know, 9-10 years now. So just to be home and, you know, getting to play footy, which they know has been a huge part of my life, you know, growing up. And it's, you know, Mum, she came out and watched the first internal trial that we had here in Adelaide, and you know, Dad said she covered her eyes the whole time. So I don't know how much football she's gonna watch, but no, Dad loves it. Obviously, he's you know, he's really excited, and you know, often we have a lot of conversations about footy and training and different tactics, and so it's been really nice to be able to, you know, talk about that stuff, and he's definitely helping me out.
Well, Aaron, season kicks off in just over 2 weeks. Once again, thanks for joining us and giving us your time, and congratulations on being the first co-captain of the Adelaide women's team.
Nah, cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, well done, Aaron. Aaron Phillips, a household name in South Australia.
What an impact has she made? She joined the squad late from her commitments in America, of course, and then just named first co-captain of the women's team. So clearly a huge impact, and you can tell how much quality she is when she comes on and joins us on the program.
Can you speak with people that saw her play as a junior and said she's very, very good?
My memories are from the slowdowns and how good she was.
BOG. In those three words. Votes, E. Phillips.
Aaron Phillips, our guest.